Oh, yeah, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of that sports show you just love to turn up really, really loud. KBMF Radio presents Rocks Jocks. I am the metal man, a walking, talking, rocking sports encyclopedia known as Sean Rocks, or the superhero metal man. Also, 1974 Elks free throw state champion of Montana, hitting 23 out of 25. One beautiful day up in Helena in 1974, I believe it was. Hey, welcome to another show. We are into the Rocktober of things, where all four sports are going strong. So let's get going here. Let's go to baseball. In baseball, the World Series is the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Series is tied as I speak at one. And the Texas Rangers, 50-1 odds to make the World Series at the beginning of the year. The Diamondbacks were 125-1 at the beginning of the year. So go Diamondbacks, go, I guess. I'm always for the little guy. World Series, if you love baseball, I'm telling you what, there's nothing better than playoff World Series type baseball. It's fantastic. Let's head to local stuff as Butte High gets ready to head to Bozeman this weekend to stomp on some Hawks. So says Sean Rocks. Yeah. We play Bozeman. Bozeman stomped us earlier this year. Nazareth had a song called Revenge is Sweet, and I sent that to the team, and I hope they're playing it over and over, because it's going to be a crazy night in Bozeman, Montana this Saturday night. On Butte High School. On Butte High School. Fight for victory. All right, across town, our beloved Ore Diggers got a win under their belt, their last home game. Can you believe it? It's the last home game of the year. How fast does football season go? It's just crazy. September, October, November, done. They keep their playoff hopes alive and must win big this weekend to keep them playoff hopes alive. The big stumble last 2 weeks ago has really hurt their playoff fighting chances, but we have faith in the Diggers to bring the old national championship home this year, don't we? Bulldog state champs, Ore Diggers national champs. Hey, let's party. The NBA's underway. So I might as well make my spooktacular prediction for the NBA this year. I'll take the Lakers. Fair-weathered fan. Take Boston. Old school. Boston Lakers I picked to go to the finals. My Wizards are 50,000-1 to make it. Put a dollar on them and lose it. San Antonio's got a guy from France, Wembanyama, 7'4". Handles the ball like Michael Jordan. Hits the three. Dunks. Passes. Watch this kid grow and become a super-duper star. Wembanyama, I believe his name is, and he plays for San Antonio. Hopefully Greg Popovich doesn't ruin him. All right, let's head to the NFL, shall we? Where things are getting crazy. San Francisco's lost 3 in a row after winning 5 in a row. We had our first game in the history of the NFL ever to end 43-20. In all the games ever played, the end score was never 43-20 ever until this Sunday. Jaguars are rolling. Can you believe the Giants? If you're a Giant fan, I hope your best friend has you on suicide watch, because they're hurting fans, that's for sure. Carolina gets off the snide, finally gets a win. The Dolphins still rolling. Kirk Cousins goes down with the Achilles tendon as the Vikings roll and then throw in a 6th-round rookie. Oh, I pity that team. They better get a quarterback this weekend quick. Hey, Fran Tarkington, are you available? The Cowboys, well, you know what they did. They win 1 week, they lose the next week. They won this week. My Atlanta Falcons, Taylor Heinicke finally gets in the game. My main man, my number one main man, Taylor Heinicke, finally in the game. And man, did he smoke. Quarterback controversy in Atlanta. And that's due to the great play of my main man, Taylor Heinicke, who's going to straighten the sails in Atlanta and take them to the playoffs and maybe all the way, baby. All the way, baby. All right. It's time for everybody to put on some warm clothes. Go outside and play. And if you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter, won't you? For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, till next week, always remember and never forget that those who rock are those who win. And every Saturday night at 8 o'clock on KBMF, the world rocks really hard with my Metal Shop radio show, now in its 38th year, bashing your head in. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition, Rock's Jocks. I'm the Metal Man. Peace, love, rock and roll.